Rakia Lindsay, a community member who lives in Mantua.
I come from a long line of African women full of greatness and majesty, from a lineage of rebellious slaves refusing to allow hate to keep them in a position of being treated and seen as less. Ancestors who traced their roots back to Adam and Eve and the One Most High. I come from African women enslaved in America, matriarch grandmothers rich with spirit and strength, passed on in heaping portions throughout their bloodlines. Grandmothers of Martin, Malcolm, Maya, Michelle, and me. I come from spirit helpers granting gifts of beauty, power, and truth, resilience, strength, and never giving up. Still, in my outer world, all around me was weed smoke and bullet holes, broken bottles, fire, and concrete. Everyone making it but us. Family fights, absent men, the prison industrial complex, inadequate schooling, mothers trying to make it, hopelessness and despair. A sad and broken history given to us by America. Generational cycles seeming virtually impossible to break. As a child, I prayed, "Dear God, please make the world a better place. Please change the hearts of your people." Even then, I knew we were all destined for greater things than filth and degradation. And yet, I too fell victim to repeating behaviors that went against the value of my worth, allowing myself to exist as the opposite of who I knew myself to be. I am a domestic violence survivor, and I have been a perpetrator of violence myself. I felt abused and neglected as a child, and have been accused of child abuse as an adult. I shied away from the bad guys in my youth, only to chase them tirelessly into my adult life. And I vowed never to become a single mother. Yet that too became a cycle I would have to struggle to break. I have lived the same trauma and pain I have witnessed all around me. And for a while, I passed it on. Still, more profound than the pain has been the path to finding healing, the prescription to breaking the curses. Here I stand facing true north, where I see the face of my grandmother, my moral compass, my lineage of strength. Here, I look trauma in the eyes and I walk toward the pain. I am willing to sacrifice it all in order to heal myself and my community. The circle breaks apart as I walk to the fire, through the fire, until I am scorched. I am truth and love in practice. I've learned to be the person this world has taught me I could never be. Patient, peaceful, resilient, nurturing, creative, and free. This so that all in our community can taste the power of possibility beyond the daily hate, lies, and destruction that threaten to render us extinct. Maybe not in my generation will I see majesty, but the hope is that the things that I do with my life right now will build that out so that my son and his children and the generations that come after him will be impacted in a way so that they're no longer living in a space of trauma, but in excellence. Martin, Malcolm, Maya, Michelle, they are my role models, but I have to acknowledge the women who raised them, the women who they came from, like that lineage.
I resonate with the spirit of a mother or the spirit of a grandmother. And so as big as Martin is, as big as Malcolm is, as big as Maya Angelou is, there was somebody who poured into them before they were who they were. And those women deserve acknowledgement. A lot of my life, I've seen a lot of things that I didn't want to see. I remember being 9 years old, crying under a bed on Christmas because of some stuff that was going on with my parents and just not wanting to be there. You growing up in a neighborhood where you could be outside playing with your friends and then the next minute there's a drive-by, and that's life. Like, I've witnessed it. I've been through that. Then grow up not understanding trauma, right? Like, you're living it this whole time, but nobody's saying that's what this is. Nobody's acknowledging. It's like, oh, girl, stop complaining and just move on. So you start to build up this inner toughness, which is another form of trauma, because you're not giving yourself what you need to heal and deal with what you're going through. Trauma is just, is lived pain that goes untreated, and it becomes like a festering wound. But it doesn't have to be the burden that it becomes. We have to learn how to heal ourselves, and that's where spirit comes in for me. I might be in physical pain on the outside, but if I can connect with my spirit and really hone into that, there's a peace that then comes from the inside out. I was drawn to the project because I live in a community that we're burning a candle on both ends, right? Like, it's hard to trust the police. We don't trust them. My people aren't necessarily protected by the judicial system, by law enforcement. It almost seems like a lot of this stuff is set up to terrorize people of color. It's also hard to trust your neighbors at times. So standing in the middle of it, you don't know who to turn to. And again, that hope in my heart says, you stick out your hand to both sides. You got to bring the community and you have to bring the police. And then I'm glad that I did participate because I was able to do exactly what it is that I wanted, was get to see the humanity in these police officers. And I really feel confident that they've been able to see the humanity in us. It's also given me a different perspective about some of their coldness and mannerisms. And I feel like it's created a bit of a bridge. I am hopeful for the world because I believe in myself and I believe in the other people who want to make a change. And I feel like the more we're open and honest about that and the more we press towards the goals in the future that we want to see, that we'll connect with each other and the change will be made. So yes, I am hopeful. I am Rekia, the one to break the generational curses.
Addressing Community Trauma, Real Stories from the Bottom to the Top Project is produced by Mount Vernon Manor Community Development Corporation, the West Philadelphia Promise Zone, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Producer, Donna Griffin. Artistic Direction, Taya Sepinuk. Police and Trauma Consultant Altavis Love Craighead. Music, Brian Caselli Jordan and Nimrod Speaks. Audio Engineering, Mike Moore at Lil Drummer Boy. Through storytelling, this project aims to highlight trauma as a public health issue ahead of encouraging participation in community-based emotional support programming to support healthier and safer neighborhoods. Special thanks to our police and community storytellers, Brian, Danielle, George, Rashid, Rekia, Chante, and Trey for courageously sharing their lived experiences.